Will Smith was drunk. Let's not.
Allegedly. We don't know if he was really drunk. Please. Allegedly.
Okay.
He maybe had a Kanye moment. Okay, we all have that moment.
Yeah.
Especially about a loved one.
And Jada, you know what? She gave him some poo-poo-poo. She gave him some poo-poo.
She definitely busted it wide open
okay.
that night.
She said, no entanglement tonight. Okay? And so that's what she did.
Who's August Alsina? We don't know.
We don't know.
Let's sit on the couch. Let's talk it out. Come on, join the show. I'll tell you what I know.
Oh, talk about it.
It's the best podcast. Let's have a blast.
What a night it was. I mean, where do I start? The 94th annual Academy Awards, the Oscars 2022. I really did think that we were in Hollywood. I thought that's where we were. I thought that's where we were taping, you know. And I knew that King Richard was filmed in Compton, but I didn't know that the Oscars was being held in Compton, okay? Because Will Smith definitely ran up on stage and gave him a, you know, it got real Brother Man real quick. It really did, but I feel like it really kind of shifted the tone of the Oscars, and it increased everybody's awareness, and it made us want to tune in, because at first it was given snooze fest, okay? So I am super excited that y'all are here. We are talking about it. The Oscars happened yesterday. My name is Archie J, and we have so much to break down, from the fashions to the Will Smith and Chris Rock brawl, and, you know, some of the awards along the way. Now, before I get started into what we really need to talk about, okay, violence, the opening of the Oscars was, it was welcome by Beyonce, right? And it's like, how bad could it be if Beyonce was opening the Oscars, right? But I'm gonna be a straight shooter. Please, Beehive, do not attack me, because I am one of y'all. I really am, but I have to be honest. Very boring. Very boring. Highly do not recommend you watching it again on YouTube, and I'll tell you why. So here's the thing. She had the opening be, which I applaud, the young actresses of the King Richard movie, Sanji, Sanya, and Demi, okay? Now, they were the actresses of Venus and Serena Williams, and they were walking down the streets of Compton. They had the, you know, because they were known for the, what were the girls wearing back in the day? They had the braids with the white beads to the top, to the Ruta to the Tuta, okay? From the Ruta to the Tuta on the hair, and they were walking down the streets. They were dipped into the lime green, looking like a tennis ball, and I think it was Ivy Park. I really do, because, you know, Beyonce, whenever I can get my stuff out there, I'm going to get my stuff out there. And so from that scene, going to Beyonce in this, what was she in, y'all? I mean, some production box, and she was performing in Compton, and her dipped in the latest of, you know, House of Darion, and she was really, really out there singing. She was singing, and she was doing a little too much. She really took me back to 2003, Beyonce, Destiny's Child, and I thought I had too much. I thought I had too much, and I want her to slow down. She was giving the riffs and the runs, and if you know me, you know I'm always singing. I got a karaoke machine in my house, honestly, and I'm always doing a... And she really brought it back to that, and it was a lot for me to listen to, especially in an opening kind of scene and kind of moment. But because it was Beyonce, it's like, it's a really weird situation to be in, because it's like, it's Beyonce performing. So it's like, I can't say it's bad, but I'm not going to say it's good. I was underwhelmed, and I was bored, but I love her. I actually talked to one of my wigologist friends. They said the wig wasn't even right. And you know, I don't know too much about the hair. But I said, oh, the wig wasn't right. You know what I'm saying? So that means if the wig wasn't right, then she must, you know, the vocals. I thought she was going to give us a better vocal if the wig ain't right. And so that's what it was. She opened us up. I was glad I got to see her face. I really was, because, you know, Beyonce will sit in the back for months and only give you a glimpse, and she'll release a new collection, and she'll tell us to go buy it. It's like a Skims, but it's more exclusive, because she don't do it every week like Kim. And so that's what it was given. I was glad I saw you, Beyonce. But I do want to keep the show moving, because Amy Schumer, Regina Hall, And my girl Wanda Sykes opened it up so well. They had the comic relief. They were talking about all the things that we were talking about, from the movies to the pop culture. And they were actually dressed kind of well. Well, Amy Schumer, we'll talk about you later in the fashion segment. And so I will say that I think they should bring them back. I really do. I think they should bring them back. It was three women. You know, normally they did make a joke about how normally hiring three women was actually cheaper than hiring one man. And so they talking about the gender equity of it all, which is also a different topic that we're not going to talk about here because, you know, I've had a little glass. I've had a, what does Mariah say, y'all? I've had a couple of glasses. No, I've had a couple of splashes. I've had a couple of splashes, and I want to get straight into all the controversial talk because Will Smith beating up homeboy, I don't know how I'm feeling about that. And, you know, Zendaya was, she had her navel out again. And so when we come back, we're going to talk about all that and more. Welcome back. So I am joined by none other than Alexander Woods, who is the Kardashian know-it-all, socialite, and while I have him here today, fashion expert.
Absolutely.
I mean, I am so excited to talk to you because the Oscars 2022 was pretty wild. And I know that are, you know, you're the fashion know-it-all. I mean, I go to you for things.
Absolutely.
And I am so excited that you're going to talk to us about the hits and the misses of last night's awards.
Yes. So last night's award was a lot. Mm-hmm. I think we saw a lot of good fashion. I think we saw a lot of good. A lot of good. And that's what I'm going to say.
A lot of good. Okay.
But the fashion was really good this year.
Talk to me about it.
So, what did you think about the fashion overall before I get started?
I mean, overall, I was not wowed. I was not underwhelmed. I felt like it was very copacetic for what the people have gave us before in past years. It was very like, it was a lot of like, oh, that's good. And a lot of like, what the hell was you thinking?
Mm-hmm. So, I had a lot of hits. I had a lot of misses. Mm. I'm definitely going to start with the hits. Okay. I think that one, Vanessa Hudgens, she wore a black Michael Kors dress styled by Jason Bolden. I thought it was hot. And I love Vanessa Hudgens. I think she always looks really good. Mm-hmm. I think that she's really, really one of those people that you can look to for personal style, but also just brings the glamour. And so I love that for her. Also, Tracee Ellis Ross.
Hold on. Before we move on, I do want to say that, what's this young lady's name? Vanessa Hudgens. Yes. One of my favorite songs. Say okay.
I figured you would say
yes,
that.
Yes, I love that song. That's a great song. But I do think that she needs to stop altering her face because while her fashions were very beautiful, I was distracted by her face. It's very hard. And
wait, alter her face?
Mm-hmm.
I have not seen an alteration of her. I think she's like forever young.
She needs to stay off the Botox table or whatever is happening.
No, more Botox the better.
No. She's giving me very hard, very old lady, and I just want her to slow down. Also, I will say, you know, I worked at Michael Kors in 2018 for a minute, and you know, it was a hard grind to get here. And I ain't never seen them fashions in the store.
Well, see, it's Michael Kors runway. You were working with probably ready to wear, and it was probably at the Grove, and you know, that didn't have what Vanessa had on. You know,
yes.
You weren't gonna see that in a Michael Kors store.
You're right. Okay.
But moving forward, let's get back to Tracee Ellis Ross, who had on Carolina Herrera.
Mm.
I feel like Tracee is like the embodiment of fashion.
Yeah, she's great.
I feel like whatever she puts on, she'll go to the grocery store, she'll be on the red carpet, she'll be in a movie. Yeah. She just always looks great. Since like Joan on Girlfriend. I really relate to Joan on Girlfriend.
You know, my friends told me yesterday that I'm their Joan.
Really?
I'm the Joan in the friend group.
Okay.
You know. Okay. You're more like the Tony.
I can give Tony, but I think that I'm a hopeless romantic like Joan. And Joan's fashion, she always wore like
hopeless. A little less.
All right, let's move forward. No, but
she did look good.
Tracee,
she did look good.
She looked good.
Great.
Styled by Carla Welch. Love Carla Welch. Let's move on to Jessica Chastain, who also won an Oscar tonight or yesterday.
Is that the confetti look? The confetti look.
No, she had on Gucci. It was very ethereal. It was purple. It had the feathers at the bottom.
Yes.
I thought it was amazing, especially for the Oscars. Because the Oscars is like Hollywood glam. That's when you really like get dressed up. And I felt like she really hit it.
Mm-hmm.
I loved it. And her red hair. A note, when she moved to Hollywood everyone told her to dye her hair blonde so she'll get more roles.
Really?
But the red hair got her an Oscar.
Yeah.
So we love you, Jessica. Okay. My next one is Becky G, who was in Encanto. Mm-hmm. She had on a custom Etro dress, which was gorgeous. And I just feel like Becky is young. I really was not paying attention to her until like today. Yeah. I don't know who she was. But
Becky G's done a lot.
Who is she?
Yeah, she's done a lot of commercials. She has some songs. And she's done some film work. She really has.
Oh.
I think she looks amazing as well.
Yeah, she looked amazing today. And I loved her dress on the red carpet. I also loved the dress that she performed in.
Yesterday, yeah.
Yes. And then Cody Smith McPhee, who is in that dog movie. What is it called? Dog something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Dog of the year.
Dog of the hair. Hair of the dog.
Hair of the dog. Dog of the
whatever.
Year.
Whatever. He was in Bodega Veneta.
Somebody's dog.
He looked amazing with the boots. That all the Bodega boots that everyone's
Let's
wearing.
Talk about those boots, because I feel like the suit was beautiful in blue, mm-hmm, but what the hell was going on at the feet?
I mean, that's Bodega now, though. Like, they're pushing these boots. Everyone's wearing them. It's the hottest trend. I don't have a pair. I probably want to buy because I feel like the trend's going to be over in 2 weeks. But he looked good. And I love when a guy on a red carpet does something different and daring. And he did say that he likes to be daring. And that is something that he loves to do with his... Oh, you're over it.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving forward, Zoe Kravitz.
Okay.
And her pussy pink. Because she's Catwoman. Get it?
Oh.
We love it. She was in Saint Laurent. She's the face of Saint Laurent. She looked amazing. Zendaya, of course, looked amazing. And Valentino. Mm-hmm. It was just like so many good fashions.
Zendaya looked amazing.
She looked amazing.
She never misses.
She never misses.
Sick.
She never misses. Let's go on to Beyonce. I know that you had some comments
on her. It feels so good to be alive.
She looked amazing. She had on David Como. I thought it was beautiful. The green. And her backup dancers did have on Ivy Park, which I'm not the biggest fan of Ivy Park. Don't attack me. But I'm not the biggest fan of Ivy Park, but they look good.
It's not. Can we just say this? Ivy Park is not chic.
Let's talk about.
Do I have a couple of extra minutes? Ivy Park is not. There's a lot of girls who wear Ivy Park, especially in LA, and especially the ones I follow and the ones I used to talk to. And it is not hot. Please stop wearing it. You cannot wear Ivy Park to the gym and then the club. Give it up. Next.
I hate Ivy Park. Sorry. I'm going to say it. Okay, let's move on. There were great fashions. I kind of want to talk about stuff that I did not like. Hated Chloe and Halle. It looked like they were going to the prom. I feel like they're very young and they're trying to figure it out, but they're not figuring out fast enough for me. Amy Schumer looked a mess.
Horrible.
Sorry.
Horrible.
She was in Oscar de la Renta, though, which is, I love Oscar, but Oscar did not love
Why
Oscar.
Did she have a bow on her titties?
It just wasn't flattering. Her... Let's lose the sunglasses. Kristen Stewart always looks like disheveled to me.
Trash.
And for her to always be in Chanel, she was wearing Chanel tonight. She's like a Chanel ambassador. I just was not into it.
I wasn't either.
And then I'm going to kind of end it with Megan Thee Stallion. I want her to win so bad.
Oh, Meg.
But she just, her performance dress wasn't it. Her red carpet dress wasn't it. It was beautifully constructed, but... It didn't do it for me.
She always looks like she's going to a quinceañera.
I don't know if we can say that, Mary Cosby. But love Megan. She's a beautiful rapper, but it's just the fashion never hits for me. And I think this was a big night for her.
Yeah.
Because
she performed.
She performed.
Which was shocking for in the Encanto song.
Yeah.
And so she went from red carpet, quinceañera, to Encanto, quinceañera. And it was... I thought for TV it's good, but from fashion, no.
I just, for TV, for fashion, for life, it was awful. But we love you, Megan, and we do wish you the best in your fashion endeavor.
Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me and talking about all the fashions.
Thank you.
Please don't go anywhere. You stay here. And we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about all the drama that happened at the Oscars.
The 94th drama.
Annual Academy Awards. And we're back. Now listen, I have had a great time being here with you all because the Oscars 2022, oh my gosh. Now, I have to give it up for Jessica Chastain. She won the Best Actress Award for The Eyes of Tammy Faye. She looked amazing. We talked about it in the fashion segment. Also, give it up for the Best Picture Award with Coda. Liza Minnelli came out, and it was so good to see her, along with Lady Gaga. Now, what I did not know is that her health was declining.
Well, we don't know that. That's alleged. But Lady Gaga looked amazing. Liza looked amazing. And that's all that we can see.
Yeah.
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 Until Liza.
No, Liza. Now,
she makes me want to do a show too.
I also want to give an honorable mention for our boy Will Smith.
Yes, yes, yes.
He took home the Best Actor Award. First ever Oscars won. Yeah. He's been nominated for awards many, many times. And he won Best Actor for King Richard. Now, it was a movie amazing. That should have been honestly about Venus and Serena, but it was about their daddy. Anywho, so he won the Best Picture.
Right.
And so,
Best Actor.
Let's talk about Will, because he had a very, very fun night.
Fun, I would not describe it as fun. I would say that it was nerve-wracking. I would say that it was anxiety-ridden. I would say that it was...
No, listen. So we were watching. We were watching before we, you know, we got to here to in front of the cameras, and we were watching. And Chris Rock came out. He did his little commentary. Chris Rock is a comedian. He's an actor. He's very rich. Mm-hmm. And he came out. He did his little spiel on a couple of things. Then he got to Jada Pinkett Smith, and he was like, "Oh yeah, Jada. What did he say about her? He said about G.I. Jane 2 to come, kind of thing, right? And then that's when everything went silent for America. But Australia, they did not get the cut.
Our friends in Australia.
Shout out to Australia.
Gave us the tea.
Oh, yes.
And just, I think that, I mean, everyone has seen it at this point. Mm-hmm. I think that it was very weird that it happened that way. I didn't know if it was real or not.
It was real because Will Smith was pissed. All night they were joking about...
But he
about
was smiling.
And that's an actor. Okay?
Before he
that's an actor. That's an actor, and I resonate. Because all night they were joking about Jada and Will and the entanglement drama. There's always drama in their love life and their personal life. And so Amy Schumer joked, you know, Wanda joked. And so by the time it came to Chris Rock, he was irritated. Also, okay. I wanna make a note.
But why to Chris and some like being a black man? And Chris is a black man, clearly.
Mm-hmm.
It's like all of these white people are joking about your wife
also,
and about you.
Will Smith,
but then you want to smack the black man?
Will Smith was drunk. Let's not... Let's
allegedly. Not... We don't know if he was really drunk.
Please.
Allegedly.
Okay.
He maybe had a Kanye moment. Okay, we all have that moment.
Yeah.
Especially about a loved one.
Well,
I just felt that it was weird. I felt that a moment I felt it was scripted. Now I feel like I don't know.
So he went up, and he gave the open hand smack.
And he did.
Walked away with no remorse.
Away. No remorse.
No remorse.
And no apology.
And Jada, you know, she gave him some poo-poo. She gave him some poo-poo.
She definitely busted it wide open
okay.
that night.
She said, no entanglement tonight, okay? And so that's what she did.
Who's August Alsina? We don't know.
We don't know. And so she definitely was feeling that vibe. But then he also uttered the words, keep my wife's name out your, you know, mouth.
MF
with,
mouth.
With some cuss words involved.
Absolutely.
And that's my guy. Honestly, truly.
I don't blame him for what he did.
Absolutely
I don't think
not.
That was a bad thing.
You're talking about minds. I'm ready
to
beat you up.
In an inappropriate time, I would have maybe addressed Chris Rock after the show and said, look, like, that was inappropriate.
Do you think
That's
he'll be invited
wife.
Back? Do you think he'll be invited back?
It's Will Smith. Yes, I think he's being invited back.
He mentioned that. He said, hopefully
and,
I can come
right,
back.
Right. Well, actually, we never know.
Because, you know, the
and,
Academy,
you know, the Academy is, known
to, is known to be older white men.
Racist.
And so
allegedly.
We shall see next year.
We'll see next year, but... It was the most exciting part of this show.
It was
I'll
fun.
I'll tell you that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
no,
having me.
No, thank you for being
this
here.
This was fun.
We had a great time talking about the 94th Academy Awards.
Yes.
We are approaching...
94 years of the Academy.
94 years. We're approaching April.
Yes.
Big month for a lot of people.
Big month
Big
for
month
you.
For... Oh, my God. Thank you for saying it.
And we're excited.
Thank you.
And because of our excitement, we have a little special treat for you as this is...
Wait.
Your birthday month,
no,
and
no.
we just want to kick it off in the most amazing way.
Wait, you need your mic. You need your mic. Oh, happy birthday to me.
Hold that cake.
Okay.
So just happy 28th birthday to you,
oh,
Archie.
We're
flip
saying
that
my
can-
age.
Flip
we're
that
saying
around
my
and
age.
Show the.
We're saying my
it's
age.
On the candles. Flip it around. Flip it around and show the people.
Okay, okay,
we're
okay,
celebrating
okay.
you all April. And what a way to kick it off with the Oscars. Blow those candles and make a wish. Ooh. Oh my God. Blow harder. Happy birthday! Bite!
Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see you next year at the next awards or next season. Who knows?
Bye, everybody. Thank you. Cheers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The cake is on the floor.
Get the cake.
It felt upright, though.
What's up, family? Thanks so much for tapping into this episode. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube and Instagram and wherever you get your podcasts from for listening pleasure. Don't miss our weekly Millennial Conversations Pod Post Edition right here. My name is RTJ, and thanks for joining me today.